Penguin Random House Audio presents Harmony by Carolyn Parkhurst. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell, Abigail Ravache, and Georgina Marie. Prologue. In another world, you make it work. In another world, you never even hear the name Scott Bean. Or you do, and you maybe even subscribe to his newsletter. But on the night that he comes to speak at a library not far from your house, Iris is sent home from school with a stomach bug, or Josh is out of town and you don't want to hire a sitter. You figure you'll catch him next time. Later, when you hear his name on the news and it sounds familiar, you shake your head and think, what a wacko. It doesn't even occur to you to say, that could have been me. Because you know yourself, and it goes without saying. You would never get mixed up in something like that. End of story.
Chapter 1. Iris. June 3rd, 2012, New Hampshire. The camp is in New Hampshire. We've been driving for 2 days now. Well, not literally, because we stopped at a hotel overnight and we've taken breaks to eat and go to the bathroom. But you know what I mean. We've been driving for 2 days approximately, and I can't decide if I want to be there already or not. Tilly and I are both sitting in the middle row. She's behind our dad and I'm behind our mom, because the way back is all full of our bags and suitcases and everything. It looks like a lot, but it really isn't. Not from moving someplace completely new. For a while last week, Tilly got really obsessed with the idea that we could rent a U-Haul, and she was even looking up...